And you?
Over here, Agent.
Slayer.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, over here.
Cursed.
Hello and welcome to Control Alt Wow, the podcast for those of us who love video games, making many alts, and virtual reality. I'm April PVD, your host, and today is Monday, April 15th, 2024. And this is episode 810, entitled Clan of Darkness is Back Again. So I am April PVD, and I have been obsessed with virtual reality since 2017. And I've been doing Control Alt Wow, which was it was originally for World of Warcraft. Now it's for virtual reality. So, and what's interesting is, let's go over what I've been doing this week. I've been doing so much. One of the ironic things about time is that when you have a lot of time, you don't have a lot to say. But when you're doing a lot, you don't have a lot of time. So I am in Zenith. I've been playing Zenith. That's my main game. The only other game I play besides Zenith is probably Dungeons of Eternity, but I haven't been doing much of that. And then I do a lot of exercise video. I'm going to have a little blurb at the end about all the exercise videos I've been doing, but mostly it's been Zenith. And let's talk about what I do in Zenith. So I've been raiding, and I am, if you're looking at the video, you'll see that I am in the Citadel, which is where you fight Sajako. Now, this Citadel is the actual event Citadel, and it's where you fight the regular Sajako, but it's still the same building where you would be doing the raid, which is the Ascendant Sajako. And I've been doing that. I've been having a lot of fun. I've been getting better. Right now, I am on my ninja, and she is currently level 59. She is. She has Staggerizer. She's been working on getting her weapons upgraded and getting her gear upgraded and learning how to do her job a little bit better. Stagger, using the bow, because she's a cyber ninja, so she uses the bow and arrows. And she has to learn how to time her green arrows versus her wildfire arrows to make sure that the boss is sufficiently staggered so that other people can come in and attack her, the melee people that need to come up close and attack her. And it also gives more damage while she's staggered. But a lot of other things have been going on within Zenith. One of the things that's been going on was that they brought in leaderboards. And this was very exciting. It was like, you know, when World of Warcraft, the Iron Man things came out, it gave you a new level of things to aim for, and this was titles. So there were all these different leaderboards. There was the Raider, Top Raider. There was Top Mob Boss Killer, and Top Sylphid Killer. And Sylphid Killers. And then there was also Creature Killers. So I went last week. I went to try to get the Sylphid Slayer title. But there were two Sylphid Slayer titles. One was for killing all the Sylphids anywhere. And that was like very high. Then there was another one that gave you the same title, Sylphid Slayer, but it was only for killing, doing the event on the farm in Fractured Plains, which is, you know, part of Zenith. And I went to town on that one. It was an event that happened. It lasted for about maybe 3 or 4 minutes, and it started over after it ended, it would start over like 45 seconds later, sometimes a minute later. And what I was doing was I was trying to also level while I was doing it. Not to knock anybody that just goes in and kills it on a high level tune, but I felt like, wouldn't it be better if I could make use of this killing that I'm doing and not just waste all the XP that I was getting? So I was, and plus I, another thing happened, and I'll put a picture in the show notes. They decided to give us cosmetics from, of course, I think I might have talked about it in the last episode, but they divided Zenith and they made a free version called Infinite Realms. And then they made the last city. Everybody who had bought the game before still had access to the last city. And then if you were playing Infinite Realms, you could also opt to pay for the DLC of TLC, the last city. But they put some cosmetics in Infinite Realm that were really cute, but then they decided to make it, well, cosmetics, for those of you that don't know, cosmetics are clothing that you wear that stay the same no matter what gear you're wearing. Now, for me, I am currently wearing a NeoWear cosmetics. So I'm wearing the mouthpiece, the jacket, the hands, the and I think my hands might have been from Sunshine. But I'll put a screenshot in the show notes. But this is what I'm actually wearing. And this is almost all ASJ gear except my chest. Oh, wait, no. I'm wearing all ASJ gear on this too. No, no, my shoes. My shoes are TK. But everything else I'm wearing is ASJ gear. But when I wear the cosmetics, I look a different way no matter what gear I'm wearing. And I kind of like that. It's just a different way of representing yourself. Some people like to show off that they have the high raid gear. I like to be in this clothes. I find this clothes very comfortable for me, of this outfit. But there was yet another gear, and I'll show a picture of that, that was even more special than this gear, but you could only get it if you started over. So I decided to start over a character in Zenith, and you know, I had talked to some people about this, about the fact that I was starting over this character. And they were like, oh my God, I don't think I could start over again. I just don't think I could see myself, you know, going through that whole struggle. And I kind of chuckled because anybody that played World of Warcraft, we started characters all the time. I mean, sometimes it was because a new race came along, but a lot of times it was just to challenge yourself. And one of the things that was inherent with that is when you started a new character, you had better knowledge of how to really level that character, how to get the best out of the questing. You already knew where all the quests were. You already knew how to do all the things a certain way. Maybe get that special thing that you couldn't get the last time because you didn't know about that or this. You know, I remember in World of Warcraft, the whole things with bags and what I was doing with bag space back then. But once I learned that, you know, I could make bags or I could get bags for cheap from certain vendors, it was just a whole different experience. Is she back? Oh, no, she's not back yet. I am in the Citadel. I don't know if I explained that, but this is the place where you fight both SJ Sajako in the event and ASJ or the Ascended Sajako in the raid. And I figured I'd come here because this is where I spend a lot of my time. Plus, I like the lighting here. So anyways, I wanted to get the title for the farm. So I got out my blade and I went my new blade. It was like level 10, which is made more sense to me because the area where the farm is actually a level 3 area. So what I was doing was I was doing this incredibly crazy thing. I was killing off the, I was doing the event, but I was also grabbing quests around the area and leveling my blade at the same time. Shin gives you a quest there to kill sylphids. Sometimes it's killing 25 of the male sylphids, and sometimes it's killing 15 of the female sylphids. And so I was, I was on my ninja that time, I think. I was on my ninja, not my blade. I was on my new cosmetic ninja. So I would go back and forth. I would, if I had the one that was killing the 25 sylphids, it was great for the event, because the event was comprised of mostly sylphids. There were a couple of other high-level berserkers that didn't count towards the quest, but I was leveling up, bam, 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 turning in the quest, going back and getting it in between, and I was also doing the agent rank. Now, the agent rank was really great for XP and also for getting gear and resources. So I was sometimes in between doing the events, I was cooking, and I was also doing creature capture, because Blake is there. He's giving you that quest. And there were things in agent rank like gathering fruit or picking anything or gathering stuff. And also, Mika gives you a quest to get broken sylphid horns, which drops from the mobs there. And there was another quest in the agent rank about opening chests. So I was doing all that. And when I got to the end of it, I lost. And I lost to someone. And I know I need to let it go, but this person also had already had enough sylphid kills that he was going to get the Sylphid Slayer title. And he also had enough mob kills that he was going to get the Mob Slayer title. But he also got the second Sylphid Slayer title for defeating me on the farm. And I mean, part of it was my fault, because it was the leaderboards are reset on Sunday night. Right now at 8 o'clock, my time, EDT. And around 4, I decided to take a nap because I had been ahead on the board. And when I got up at 6, he had gone past me, and I ferociously tried to catch up. And so he got all 3 titles, but you can only get one. You can only wear one. And ironically, well, then the next day, that night, I said, okay, I can't do the mobs again. I'm just too exhausted. But let me try doing creature capture. And because none of my tunes had a lot, these are new tunes, so they didn't have creatures. They, you know, and the creatures are, it's a thing that's almost like Pokemon. You take these balls and I'll put some screenshots in the show notes. And you throw them at the creatures, and you can get X amount of creatures. And you can catch so many creatures. They're in the wild. And after you capture the required number for the specific creatures, you can then summon said creature. Each creature has a tier. And there's tier 1, tier 2, and tier 3. And in order to capture, like, say, a fairy fly, it's tier 1, so you need 15, you need to capture 15 fairy flies, and then you can summon one. And the reason you want the creatures is they give buffs. Some of them give really good buffs. Like, I got the baby aberrant from the world boss, Aberroot. And he has 3 slots, which means that I can get 3 buffs the fairy fly. I always tell people when they first get into Zenith, make sure you go over to Blake, start the creature capturing quest, and start getting your creatures, because you are going to want to have a creature with you. The buffs do a little bit. They do enough. Some of them, there's a speed buff. There are certain pets that have a battle buff or they buff you for lesser ability. They give, especially when you're low level, it all helps. So I said, okay, I'm going to go for creature capturing on Sunday, start once the server turns over. And I went at it. I went full hog. I went in on my ninja. She had gotten to 17 from trying to do the farm and doing all that to level 17. So I then took her out to Galleon Valley, and she went from there to Amorite Forest and then to Sporewood, and she was just capturing. She got up to 661, and then they brought out Season 2 of Infinite Realms, or as I call it, Infant Realms. Let's talk a moment about Infinite Realms. It's great. It's fast. It's fun. It's perfect for a lot of people. There's a lot to do there. There's a lot. One of the things I think that happens with virtual reality and with a lot of game players is that they need that dopamine fix. They need that hit. I watch a lot of YouTube videos, and there are some really good reviewers out there that I support, that I follow, I like. I sit through the commercials. I try to support them in any way I can. But and their whole thing is to find out the latest, greatest game. And it almost makes me feel for them, because they can never focus on one game. For me, my style has always been to be in a game and play that game until I know it and understand it. I mean, I was in Rec Room for 3 years I was in Rec Room. I did laser tag for the longest time until the flat screeners came and people were able to fly. I did paintball until they came out with Battle Royale, and I was able to do it. Originally, though, you could only do it on the PC VR, so I had to have a decent PC to play on. And for a period there, I was using a cloud gaming PC, which was a PC where I'm renting a server in New York, but I'm using a streaming service on my Mac, which I was able to connect my Quest to and play as if I had PC VR. But then I got the newer Mac, not the latest one, but I got a newer one, and the chip in it would no longer support playing on the cloud gaming system. So I ended up buying a PC, and I was doing Rec Royale. Rec Royale was the thing for me. I played it until I learned it and loved it. And then I started looking for other Battle Royale type games. And then that's when I stumbled into Population One. And then I was playing that for 2 years. But then Zenith came out, and Zenith saved me. Zenith gave me my WoW fix back. I'm doing the things I love about MMORPGs. I'm grinding, I'm building, I'm creating characters, and I'm multi-boxing. And I got my guild back, Clan of Darkness. So I went whole hog, and then Wednesday Infinite Realms, that's where I was. I got sidetracked. Infinite Realms Season 2 came out. Let me backtrack one more time. So anyways, I think a lot of these reviewers don't get a chance to enjoy the game and appreciate it. I hope that by focusing on Zenith, and if you look at my YouTube channel, I know I'm not putting out the podcast as much, but I am putting out content on the YouTube channel of what I'm doing in the game, and I'm having fun about that. And I think that when a gamer reviews Zenith or any game, they are only seeing the tip. And they're not seeing the beauty of it. This game is amazing. And the Ramen VR team has done such a good job on making this game and making it feel real to me. This place feels so incredibly real to me that I love it so much. And I love being in it, which is why I'm doing the video inside of Zenith today. So back to Wednesday. Was it Wednesday? When they one day last week, I was at 661 captures for the creature collector. I was at the top of the board. I'll put a screenshot in the show notes to show you what the leaderboard looks like. And they shut down everything. You had to download a new version, an updated version of the game. And when we came back, the leaderboard was wiped. And for a moment there, I was like, how could they do this to me? This is crazy. There were other people that were upset because all of the leaderboard was wiped. There's two specific boards for raid boss leader, and their progress was wiped, and they removed the farm and Sylphid Slayer as a title from the game. Now, I had jokingly said it was because somebody took all three titles, but I think it was because Infinite Realms now has Sylphids over there. And if you go into Infinite Realms, it is great. It is fast paced. It's a lot of fun. The kids love it. A lot of people love it. But you kill a lot. And it's really fast paced. That's all I can say. But they will reset every season. So it's not something I particularly look for in a game. But it is a good game. I even went over there and spent some money and bought some Zinnies because you can buy cosmetics over there. But when I realized that my board had been wiped, at the time, my ninja had gotten to level 32 from creature capturing from the 661, not just from the creature capturing, but as she's capturing creatures, she is doing quest throughout the area. So she's leveling and she is questing and opening up areas. She opened up Outlaw Grove and ancient reliquary. What is it called? The Forsaken Reliquary. And so she was just going at it. She was doing a great job. But once it was reset, I thought, this is an opportunity for me to take my other character, I call him not my cosmetic character, to take my other cosmetic character through the leveling process. Now, that character was a blade. And so this gave me another opportunity to do something that I wish I had done when I was going through with my blade the first time, which is something I call co-leveling. And I think I'm going to come back on that character. So give me one second. Oh, wrong button. And I'll be right back with that character. And I'll let her tell you her story. So this is the cosmetic outfit and that you get when you start over. And I can show here. This is what it looks like. I will put a screenshot in the show notes. And it's different. It's unique. And it means no matter what I'm wearing, these are the actual clothes. The actual clothes that I'm wearing are completely different from the cosmetic. One of the things that happens is as you're leveling, sometimes you get mixed match clothes, but at least this will be a suit. I am wearing the regular hat because I like the fact that I can now have a bald head. That would be my cosmetic, and I'll put a picture in the show notes. But I like the fact that now I can have a bald head in Zenith. But the caveat is I have to be a male. So this is April PVD. I can tell by looking at her pet. Where'd the pet go? Oh, forward slash greater than sign because she's a blade. So I name all my characters April PVD with a different symbol afterwards. So, and she is currently 27, but she was 17. No, I think she was like 12 when I started the creature capturing thing. And she started in Fractured Plains. She did all the quests in Fractured Plains. She did the Raskin quest. And I actually do have a YouTube video showing how what to do when you leave Skyland and how to open up Outlaw Grove. Because it's a few steps you have to go through. And there are people who end up spending a lot of time in Skyland and not realizing they can go outside of Skyland. So this is the outfit. So I decided to have her do my creature capturing and level her up. And she did the same quest that my ninja did, but the biggest difference is that she would open up her rolls. So the ninja only has DPS, but the blade and the essence mage has tank support and DPS. So I was when I got the support to 11. Well, when I started out with them like at 5 and 6. Each one I would go back and forth, and as they got to the next level, then I would turn on the other roll and level that one up past that level. So say when they got to 10, they were all level 10, and then so I was in my support. I would do my support till it was a level 11. Then I would switch to DPS, do that to 11. Then I would do tank from 11 to 12, and then go back and forth. And the thing that was nice about that is that I learned about all their different abilities, and I learned a lot about what they can and cannot do, and which ones work better for me. Like, of course, the tank is really good because it can take a lot of damage. Hi, puppy. Give me 5 minutes. I know I said that 10 minutes ago. What does she know about time? And anyways, so while doing that, I was doing the creature capturing. I was doing Blake's quest. I went to Galleon Valley, did Mika's thing, did Outlaw Grove, and by the time I got to Amorite Forest, I decided to go back to Skyland. I'm trying to figure out why. I just felt like I wanted to go back and start getting resources for making the pylon. So I started doing that. I made the did the lake pylon. Oh, I did have a problem because I made the lake pylon before I made the researchers camp, and I used the at one point. You get a load of ore from Mika, and you're supposed to use that to make the research camp so that you can get your you can do the quest to get your multi-tool, which has a pickaxe and a regular axe and the grappling hook. But I made the lake pylon, and the pylons are very interesting things. that you do, because it makes you, you build these things, you add resources, and you build the kind of communication device that gives you a buff. Now, I'm going to put a screenshot in the show notes. Since I have two pylons open, I have extra health and extra, what's that one? What is the whirly one? What is the whirly one? Oh, I can tell here. Oh, extra API, ability power, because I have two pylons built. And as you go through the quest in Skyland, you build more pylons. It makes you stronger in Skyland. And it makes you, it's all about getting strong enough to fight this lady down here. So it's really neat. So I went through and I got up to 525 creature captures. At one point, I was 50 ahead of the next contender. And then I got 150, and then I got 200, and I think they gave up. And so when Sunday, when they reset, I got this title, and I'm now the top creature capture. So it's, I know it's not a big deal, but it's something special to me. And I went in and put them on all my characters. But something else happened on Sunday that almost stops me from playing Zenith at all. And we're going to get to my next section. Oh, in the meantime, I've been doing ASJs. I did do some Tome Keepers, which was fun, and I'm getting gear and I'm leveling up my my mage. I only have one mage. Mage to me is the essence mage. Where the Cyber Ninja uses a bow and, you know, does the pulling thing, and the blade is like throwing and, which I love, slashing and hitting, and it's such good exercise. And at the same time, with both of them, sorry, my dog is getting grumpy. All right, I'll be almost done. The mage is just launch it. They do some magic, but they also hold these launchers or guns and shoots them, so I don't like that as much. But I am leveling up my mage, and she's getting good gear, and she's getting to, I think she's level 52 now, which means at level 55 she can go and fight this lady here. I'm going to put some screenshots in the show notes, and I'm actually going to show you some fighting that I've been doing in the video. So make sure, if you're listening into this on Control Alt WoW, the podcast, make sure you go to the YouTube channel and look at some of the videos of me actually playing in Zenith. I try to put out a video at least once a week. I think next week I'm going to try to put out a video every day. I've been having a lot of fun with that. But here's what almost stopped me from playing Zenith. Maja. Okay, here's what almost stopped me from playing Zenith. I'm almost at the good part, and then I'll stop. One of the things that I played so much on Saturday. I'm almost done, puppy. I played so much on Saturday. I laid down at 6 p.m. and I ended up sleeping almost till the next morning. But I got up at 4 o'clock. I'm laying in bed. You know how you do. You take your phone and you read stuff. And I'm looking at YouTube, and there's a video that says that flat screen. No. It was Twitter or X or whatever that thing is. That a tweet that said flat screen VR, which is an amazing company that is doing a lot on to bring flat screen games into VR, and they said that they have a working model of playing World of Warcraft on in VR. Now, This was especially wonderful for me because the main reason I play Zenith is because it's the closest I could get to World of Warcraft in VR, and I can't play flat screen games anymore. I have a friend who plays some Xbox games in VR in the Quest, but I can't even do that. I can't sit there and look at a screen. I need to feel like I'm moving around. I need to be in the space. And for me, that works really well, especially since I wear my ankle weights and my wrist weights and I'm getting exercise and I'm moving around. I cannot sit down and tap at a screen anymore. So when I heard this and they showed a video and I was like, yes, yes. So I went on Battle.net. I downloaded World of Warcraft. I downloaded the mods. I went to figuring it out. I went to try and do everything. I was skipping. You know how you skim information and it said log in and make sure you can play your character. I logged in and I saw that Clan of Darkness was still in existence. Of course, the tunes I was logging into on Battle.net were all low-level tunes because you can still play up to 20 in World of Warcraft for free. Now, the thing that I loved about Zenith, and I almost wish they had gone subscription, was that they didn't have a subscription. And I was paying for up to, at some point, 4 accounts, but at least 2 accounts a month. So that was $30 there that I saved when I stopped playing World of Warcraft. And I was still paying it even after I had been playing VR because I was doing Control-Alt-Wow, and I would play while I was doing the stream and, you know, for the podcast. And so I hadn't been on in a while. It really felt good to hear that opening sound. And I fiddled with everything and I tried to get in. I actually, when I do virtual desktop, I could do it with the big screen and it almost made me think, oh, I could go back and play. But I couldn't even do that, not even with the biggest screen I could get on virtual desktop. And then I went back and I read the instructions. And it turns out that you're playing on the Wrath of the Lich King version. You have to download a specific older client. Maybe they'll get it working on the current client, but in the end, you can only play on what I think is a private server or something. But I'm still going to try it, and when I try it, I'll make a video. It was interesting to watch people wandering around certain parts of Azeroth in VR. And I can't wait to try that. I had gotten Vorpex to work once, and I was actually wandering through Orgrimmar. But the biggest thing is that when they playing it in that way, you have to use a controller, and there's so many buttons and things you need to push. You know, all the function rows, all the keys to actually cast spells and modifiers and stuff, that a controller and the regular VR controllers just won't work. Which, as disappointing as it was to find out that I wouldn't be able to go back and play my old characters and do what I was doing in VR, at least not right now, not right away, it did give me a better appreciation of Zenith because I can fight. I can use swords. I can hit. I can damage. I can swing one way and I cast one sort of sway. I throw my sword and I do a different thing. I bring my swords down together and I do a completely other different thing. And they have done such an amazing way of bringing combat into VR that it just gave me a newer appreciation. On another side note, and I ended up leaving the guild I was in. I felt like I needed to go off on my own. And, you know, when I started in Well, the Warcraft, I multi-boxed, and I did play a lot by myself because I was in a relationship where I sometimes had to stop playing right away, and I didn't want to be in dungeons and have to walk away from people playing when I needed to give someone attention. But so I just decided I wanted to try doing things on my own and without any restrictions. So now I am the Clan of Darkness. And I am doing a lot of I'm doing a lot of solo playing, and I'm having fun. It's not difficult. I do still play with other people. There is a good community in Zenith. Shout out to Ryzen and United Zenithian Alliance and all the other good groups that get together. Oh, in fact, I think I had signed up for something. Oh, I forgot. I did sign up for something at 4. I totally missed it. So there are a lot of good groups out there that are doing stuff, and there are ways to find people. The Discord is very helpful. The Zenith Facebook group is great. So that's where I'm at now. My blade is level 27. My creature capturing is wonderful. The other thing I've been doing is, and I put a I started a I did a video on YouTube about crafting and how I love the dynamics of crafting in Zenith, because you're actually hitting a hammer and you're actually putting materials in. So it works. It feels really like you're creating something, and you have to go out and physically mine and chop down trees for materials. So I am really enjoying that. Check out that video. I'll put a link in the show notes. And I have also been doing some exercising, because exercising in VR is amazing. And I tried a new exercise program. One of the people I play with in Zenith, named Avril, turned me on to something called XR Workout, and that has a lot of different moves than your regular workout. She also gifted me a one month pass to Supernatural, which I had tried before, but I had opted to cut back on my subscriptions. But I'm enjoying Supernatural. I'm putting out a video later on about showing me playing Supernatural and XR Workout. And I'm still playing Fit XR, which is a great program too. And I'm also doing HoloFit, which is a wonderful workout. The other thing I've been doing, of course, is I've been making my 360-degree videos. And I'll put some links to some of those in the show notes. They are really neat to watch in the Quest headset, and because you're sitting there, you're standing there, and you're turning around, and you're seeing everything in the video. I go to different places in my city, and I do these videos when I'm walking or hanging around, and there'll be memories that I will be able to have forever. I'll be able to revisit these places one day in the future and go, oh wow, that's really cool. But I've also been looking at spatial videos. There are several cameras out there that there's a Qualcomm one that looks like it makes really nice spatial videos, and there's of course the iPhone 15 Pro, which if I could, I might try to save up and get one of those, or trade in and get a new contract to get one of those, because I have been looking at spatial videos. And you can look at spatial videos in Meta, in the Quest headset. They are gorgeous. Meta TV has some spatial videos along with immersive videos, and they are both, they're just gorgeous, and they're just, it's a thing of the future. It is. I encourage anyone who takes some panoramic photos, because even though they might not look as dynamic right now when you look at them, when in the future, when we have the ability to really look at them on our headsets, well, you're going to wish you had taken more panoramic photos. And, you know, we are on the verge of something really special with the Quest headset, with the Apple Vision Pro, with a lot of good things going on in the future. A shout out to the flat screen VR people. Thank you for all the work you do. I'm looking forward to walking through Azeroth. Oh, and the one thing that was really torturous about watching these videos of the people who actually got the mod to work was that they had never played World of Warcraft. I just find that, I don't know, I just thought everybody had tried World of Warcraft. So, yeah, I think that's enough for now. This is April PVD in Zenith. For virtual reality, for Zenithians, and for the Horde, and for the top creature catcher, Woot, and for Ascendant Sajako, for Sajako.
Till next time, agents.
See ya. Later. You headed out?
Come back again soon. Don't be a stranger, dear.
Visit again soon.
The dunes bury all.